From ProPublica, a U.S. Senate candidate says foreign truckers are making America's roads unsafe. His own truckers have caused harm. A Georgia congressman running for one of the country's most competitive U.S. Senate seats has vowed in social media posts and interviews to make America's roads safer by taking commercial drivers' licenses away from non-citizens. If you can't read English road signs, Mike Collins, a Republican, posted on Facebook in April, you don't belong behind the wheel. Period. Collins, the owner of a trucking business and a member of the U.S. House of Representatives Transportation Committee, is one of the loudest champions of the Trump administration's effort to revoke licenses from nearly 200,000 non-citizen commercial drivers, including thousands of truckers. The Trump administration has pushed the policy forward even though its own officials have written that there's no empirical evidence to show that foreign truckers cause more crashes than truckers who are American citizens. At the same time, however, Collins has opposed rules that experts say actually would reduce the odds of serious crashes. Those rules could have required that Collins' family business sink substantial money into new safety measures for its fleet. Over the past 25 years, crashes involving truckers for Collins' business killed 5 people and injured more than 50 people, including one woman who now needs around-the-clock care due to a severe brain injury, according to federal data, court filings, plaintiffs' attorneys, and police records. Drivers and passengers who were injured in those crashes later claimed in lawsuits that truckers for Collins' business have caused them to collectively incur hundreds of thousands of dollars in medical expenses. The figure the business has paid out is not known because the settlements it reached with crash victims have been confidential, as is common in such suits. Court filings in one suit state that both parties agreed to a $1 million payout from the business's insurer. Collins' business denied wrongdoing by truckers and the business itself in those cases. ProPublica's analysis of federal motor vehicle data from the past 2 years shows that Collins' business has a higher rate of unsafe driving and speeding violations per mile than the majority of trucking companies with substantial mileage. The analysis also shows that the company's recent crash rate sits around the median of similar companies, while the rate of injury from those crashes sits in the top fifth. Safety experts told ProPublica that some of the technologies opposed by Collins, which include devices on semi-trucks to limit their speed and sensors on big rigs to automatically brake in the face of a potential collision, reduce the odds of crashes leading to serious injuries and deaths. The country's largest trucking trade group, a group that Collins' family business is a member of, according to the company's website, has supported mandates for those technologies. He added that the technologies would protect those we hold dear on our roads from horrific tragedy. Neither Collins' campaign nor his congressional office responded to ProPublica's requests for comment or to questions about his family business's safety record or his policy positions on trucking. Fetty, these are proven technologies, said Zach Cahalan, executive director of the Truck Safety Coalition, which advocates on behalf of crash victims and their families. His campaign manager declined to make him available for an interview. The business did not respond to questions sent by ProPublica. An employee told ProPublica that press inquiries about the business are handled by Collins' congressional office. In recent years, Collins has described his efforts to keep foreign truckers off the roads as purely a safety issue. He has also questioned the effectiveness of other safety measures and said that they would have saddled his industry with extra costs. "We want to be safe," Collins said in one congressional hearing. "I don't know of a trucking company out there that doesn't want to be safe. And when they are not safe, they are taken off the road." Toward the end of 2023, his first year in Congress, Collins had one of his first chances to support a measure that experts believed could make the roads safer. The Biden administration had proposed a rule that would require the installation of devices to limit the speed of trucks, capping it as low as 60 miles per hour. But Collins questioned the need for the rule. He told officials at a Transportation Committee hearing that the federal government shouldn't require the safety measure. He said insurance companies already serve as a sufficient speeding deterrent because they have the ability to cut off coverage to truckers with unsafe driving records. He'd also said the rule wasn't needed because of yet another deterrent that had long been in place. "They are called speed limit signs," he said. "They are enforced by law enforcement." Collins' position stood at odds with the industry's largest trade group, American Trucking Associations, which that year had expressed support for capping the speeds of trucks between 65 and 70 miles per hour. Collins did not respond to questions about why his views are at odds with ADA, which represents the interests of 37,000 members, including Collins' family business. In 2025, the Trump administration withdrew the speed limiter proposal. U.S. Secretary of Transportation Sean Duffy celebrated the decision as one that would get D.C. bureaucrats out of your trucks. Collins also pushed back against a different proposal, which would have required trucks to have automatic emergency braking systems. That technology can force a truck to slow down if the potential for a collision is detected. Federal officials had estimated that the braking system mandate could prevent more than 8,000 injuries a year. ATA supported much of the proposal, too. Yet Collins, whose family business has used those systems in some trucks, explained at recent congressional hearings that the technology was very expensive and didn't work that well. "People don't understand that these things are actually hurting more than they're helping right now," Collins said at a hearing last year. Some of Collins' truckers have been involved in crashes because of their alleged failure to slow down, according to citations and police reports obtained by ProPublica. Over the past 5 years, three people hurt in those crashes have sued Collins' fleet because its truckers allegedly failed to maintain a safe distance, leading them to cause crashes. The plaintiffs claimed that they sustained serious injuries that cost 5 to 6 figures in medical expenses. The truckers and Collins' business denied wrongdoing in the cases. The three cases were dismissed. Lawyers for two plaintiffs said the cases ended in a settlement. A lawyer for the third plaintiff did not respond to multiple requests for comment about the dismissal of the case. The fate of automatic emergency braking requirements is now up in the air, too. The Trump administration has delayed the rule from going into effect and, according to ProPublica's reporting last year, may narrow the scope of it. Collins has said that his decades in the business make him especially attuned to safety measures that work, compared with bureaucrats who have beaten to death his industry with too many regulations. In the late 1980s, Collins became the head of the family's trucking company before he had graduated college. He took over for his dad, Mac Collins, who served as a congressman from 1993 to 2005. Shortly into Mike Collins' time as president, one of his company's truckers lost control of his trailer. The crash that followed sent a 19-year-old woman to the hospital. The trucker later pleaded guilty to driving under the influence of cocaine. The business drew scrutiny because that trucker had pleaded no contest to drunk driving earlier that year, but was allowed to stay on the road. A political opponent later aired a TV ad that accused the family's truck